I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello.
Hey, Trisha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific, honey. Thank you so much for checking in. We appreciate it.
No, thank you. Thanks for having me.
One busy lady. So you've got a new album coming out this fall.
I do. It's been a while.
It has. How long's it been?
It's been about 11 years, we think. I'm trying to remember. I started... I was on tour with my husband, and then I started doing this cooking show. I've been doing that for the past 7 years, and I just think I looked up one day and realized that a lot of time had passed since I'd made an album. I didn't intend for this much time to pass, so I had the best time because it is what I truly love to do the most, is to sing. I love everything I get to do, but that's my favorite thing. So, it was a blast, and we cut 14 songs, and we love them all, and every girl in this town is the first single that seemed to be sort of the one that emerged as the first choice.
And it's good. It's good. I heard the whole thing the other day.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Yeah. So it's got 14 songs on the album. Did you write them all or no? You're one of our all-time favorite country voices.
No, they're good songs, so I did not write them all. I've written a couple of songs that have made albums in my career, but that's not really what I think I'm best at. I think I'm better at finding songs. You know, I feel so lucky in my career to have found songs like Walk Away Joe and How Do I Live? You know,
yes.
I'm always trying to find those songs. And my producer, Garth Fundis, and I have made a lot of records together, and he's really known, I think, as a song man. So we really listen to hundreds and hundreds of songs to narrow down. And I was really pleasantly surprised at going and sitting with publishers and songwriters at the depth and the quality of really great music that's out there.
Yeah.
So I was really, really happy.
Now, y'all were talking about, back in 2018, talking about doing a duets album live in front of a live audience.
We're still going to do that. Yeah,
we're
still going to do that. I spent after the tour was done, I spent the year making two albums. So between this album and the Frank Sinatra record that we just put out.
Right.
I haven't really had time to do anything else, but it is definitely something that we still want to do and will do.
Yeah, and not only on Garth's tour, but you were cooking. Can you tell us a little bit about those tailgate things? I mean, oh my gosh, you've been so busy.
Yeah, we decided to be really cool because people come and tailgate. They bring their chairs and they sit out for hours before the show starts.
Yeah.
To give them a really cool, elegant place to do that and to serve food and drinks and games. And I come out and do a food demo. They have a chance to pass the microphone around and ask questions. It's just a really great way to spend your time for those few hours before the doors open for the show. So it's been really fun.
Yeah, make it real down homey. Now, do you sell any of your stuff out there? Because I know when you were down here at Williams-Sonoma, I bought some of your unfried chicken recipe.
Yeah, there's a merch stand. I'm not sure. I think it kind of changes up a little bit every city where we are, what's there. But, there's always a little bit of opportunity to get some stuff at the tent.
Talking with Trisha Yearwood, what is your favorite cocktail? I know you like to make drinks.
Well, it all started with Williams-Sonoma with a drink called Summer in a Cup that was invented on a hot summer day in Oklahoma by my friend Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the pool and we were hot and we decided we needed to go inside and make a drink. And basically, we just made it out of what was in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of a fruity, pineapple-y, vodka-infused cocktail. And we took a drink and she said, oh, that's Summer in a Cup. And I'm like, that is the best name ever. So years later, when we did the first drink mixed with Williams-Sonoma, that's what we called it, and they recreated that drink for us. I think theirs is better than ours was, honestly, but it's very similar to what we made that day, and that's kind of where it started.
Now, is there anything that you can't cook that you get nervous about cooking?
Well, I mean, I want to stay in my wheelhouse. You know, I have friends who are fourth-generation Italian. I'm not going to make them spaghetti. I make spaghetti at home, but I'm not going to make it for them when they come over, you know,
yeah.
So I like to stick with what I know well.
Is there something that Garth likes to eat that you can't stand?
Not really. I think it's the other way around. He didn't think he liked sweet potatoes, and now I sneak him in a veggie burger that I make, and he loves.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't like beets.
Yeah.
There's not really anything that, like I said, I like chicken livers. Forget it.
So do I.
I know, so good.
Yeah.
I think it's the other way around.
What's a late-night food that you crave?
Chips. I'm a salt person, so I try to not keep potato chips in the house because I just can't be alone with them.
I hear you, sister. So CMA Fest is here in Nashville. It's going to be crazy. You're the artist of the day. You're going to be a busy, busy girl. Jealous that we can't see because there's going to be a special performance and a Q&A and all that.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun, but some of it will be filmed. You'll get a chance to see. I'm going to perform at CMA Fest, which will air later, so you'll get a chance to see that.
Oh, and, good.
Yeah, I'm excited to be a part of this week.
One last thing. I know you got to go, Tricia Yearwood. Are you going to be down our way in February? Because don't you always come down for the South Florida Food and Wine Festival?
Yes, I do. We were there this year, and I think I've been 7 years in a row. So I expect you'll see me again. It's a wonderful, you know, you can't, you know, when they go, there's a food festival, would you like to go? It's at South Beach. You're like, yes.
Yeah.
I'm in. It's always fun.
Well, we can't wait to see it. And Tricia cannot wait to hear this album. We've missed your voice on the radio. Of course, we still play How Do I Live? We play all your songs. And, yeah, we have a really nice program director, so it's a good thing.
Well, good. I appreciate that, and I'm excited about new music, too, and I appreciate talking to you guys.
Thanks for checking in, Tricia Yearwood. We're going to play your new single, Every Girl in This Town, on Kiss Country 99.9.
Thank you, Darlene.
All right, sweetie. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.